Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hello there. I'm Chuck Todd, and we are literally on the set where we just finished taping Meet the Press about 97 seconds ago. Today, we heard from Senator Bill Cassidy, one of the Republicans who tried to negotiate with President Biden over COVID relief. We had Congressman Adam Schiff. He was one, of course, the lead House impeachment manager for the last Trump impeachment trial, and the one and only Dr. Anthony Fauci. And here's what I think is a big, sort of my big three takeaways are from this, right? Number one is that you heard a fairly confident Dr. Fauci say, number one, schools K through eight, they believe it's safe. We clearly see that that's where there is certainly scientific momentum to head there. I think the other takeaway, though, from him was he was confident that our vaccine supply is only going to get better and that as supply gets better, this distribution issue will get better, though he acknowledged that it is obviously still problematic for so many folks. On the two political interviews, obviously, you had Senator Cassidy, and you heard there, I think, number one, he said he had an open mind, and he also brought up the fact that he thought the House impeachment process was rushed. So I think it is, that doesn't sound like, unless he believes the evidence is overwhelming when he sees it, he sounds like he is one of those Republicans. And I think that he is in a group of Republicans, for what it's worth. He's somebody that wants to be negotiating in bipartisan deals. He was trying to save Obamacare with Susan Collins and then ended up back down. He is a guy that really does want to work from the center out in many ways. And to me, if there is going to be 17 Republicans that end up voting to convict, he's more likely than not to be on that list if it got that kind of momentum. But I don't think he would be somebody that would vote to convict if there weren't already enough votes to convict. But he is clearly somebody who I think wants to not be as beholden to the Trump base as maybe his state Republican Party, Louisiana, is. As for Adam Schiff, you heard there, I think the biggest takeaway for me on Adam Schiff's interview was the very, let's just say, the very negative tone he took towards Kevin McCarthy. None of this is a surprise these days, but the personal relationships have just disintegrated. Remember, McCarthy and Schiff, both from California, they've served together a long time. Kevin McCarthy, Karen Bass, another California Democrat, they were very close friends at one point when they served together in the assembly. The toxicity on Capitol Hill is at a level, I've said it before, I'm out of adjectives to describe it, but when you hear another member say those things about somebody else on TV, it just shows you how bad things have gotten. And the lack of trust, particularly from Democrats post-Capitol insurrection, is something that should not be underestimated in how it impacts governing on Capitol Hill these days. So it's going to be one of the odder weeks in the history of American politics, our second impeachment trial, this one of a former president, while the new president essentially tries to ignore it. Anyway, it's going to be one long, strange week. And with that, here's Carrie Dan with your number of the week.
Hey, thank you so much, Chuck. I'm Carrie Dan, and let's do this week's number of the week, shall we? Now, I will start by saying this number requires a little bit of explanation and poll methodology and stuff, but stick with me. I think it's a good one, and it may be helpful for understanding the state of the impeachment story in the Senate this week. The number of the week is 171. Let me tell you why. Starting, about a year or so into Donald Trump's presidency, we started incorporating a new question in our NBC national polls, which was, in every poll, to ask Republicans who voted for Donald Trump this question. Do you consider yourself to be more of a supporter of Donald Trump or more of a supporter of the Republican Party? And then starting at the beginning of 2019, actually, we expanded that. So we were asking that same question I just read of all Republicans, not just those who voted for Trump. The question again, do you consider yourself to be more of a supporter of Trump or more a supporter of the GOP? And what asking that question gave us is a really good map of where the divide stands in the Republican Party. And that divide, if you've been paying even glancing casual attention, you know, has been on vivid display in recent weeks and will be so even more going into the impeachment trial this week. Okay, so in January, that was our most recent poll. That poll was taken after the January 6th attack on the Capitol. We asked a bunch of questions about it. There were 1,000 respondents in that poll, and a total of 342 of them identified as Republicans. Of those 342 Republicans, the number who said they supported Trump more than they supported the GOP more generally was 171. And of those 342 Republicans, the number who said the opposite, that they supported the party more than Trump, was also 171. It was a split right down the middle of the Republican Party, at least when it came to our sample in that poll. So 171 is our number of the week because it maybe starts to give us a view into an existential question in American politics. Which is ultimately gonna win out? Is it going to be the grand old party? Or will it be the grand high poobah of perhaps the new version of that party, who is, of course, Donald J. Trump? Now, let's take a minute to note what this number does not mean. This is a poll of regular Americans who are not elected officials. Because, if you've been paying attention, at least when it comes to members of Congress and what they're doing voting publicly, it sure seems like one side on the Republican divide kind of winning here, at least from a political potency point of view, and that would be the Trump side. Yes, the House impeachment vote was historically bipartisan, but ultimately, it was only 10 Republicans who sided with Democrats to say that they believed that Trump did engage in willful incitement of insurrection on January 6th. That might feel like a lot. It was a historic number, and it's also a lot less than half of the Republicans in the House. Of course, we should also note there is little doubt that the Senate is also going to fall way short of the 17 Republican votes it would need to convict the president. And part of the reason for this may be that even those Republicans who say they're putting party over the former president, well, they're not all mad at him. Among those regular Republicans in our poll, the 171, things are pretty complicated. Those 171 voters are not all carbon copies by any means of a Liz Cheney or a Mitt Romney. Just because those 171 Republicans in our poll said they prefer the party to Trump himself, well, they don't particularly blame him for the events that are going to be debated at the impeachment trial. Among our group of Republicans who said they support the party over Trump, only 1 in 6 actually disapproved of his performance as president. And only about 1 in 5 say he is primarily to blame for the riots on January 6th. Just 7% of them said the insurrection made them regret voting for Trump, if they did. And just 12% said that Trump should be impeached and convicted. So, if you are a Republican who maybe privately thinks the party would be better off without Donald Trump, well, if you actually want to blame him or hold him accountable for any consequences, you are probably in a pretty lonely place. That's it for us. If you would like to hear more of this short podcast, as always, you can always download us on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, this is Jeff Lewis from Radio Andy. Live and uncensored, catch me talking with my friends about my latest obsessions, relationship issues, and bodily ailments. With that kind of drama that seems to follow me, you never know what's going to happen.
You can listen to Jeff Lewis live at home or anywhere you are. Download the SiriusXM app for over 425 channels of ad-free music, sports, entertainment, and more. Subscribe now and get 3 months free. Offer details apply.